Section 3. You will hear a female student inquiring about changing her course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, my name is Rosanna McLaren. I'm a bit early, but I have an appointment to see the assistant registrar, Andy Matthews, at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Andy Matthews. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My tutor advised me to come to see you about changing my course.
Yes. I've had an email from your tutor, David Vine. Let me just call it up. Here we are. It says, Tutee Rosanna McLaren is on the Wednesday part-time course and wants to change to the distance learning program. Have you any problems with the course itself?
Oh no, I love it. I think the course is really worthwhile. The theoretical sessions once a week on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. are really good.
You have two-hour sessions then?
Yes, that's it. And I have to say, I think the practical session from 4 through to 9 in the fashion workshops are also good fun. But I am finding it all very tiring, and it makes me too exhausted for my work on Thursdays and Fridays.
You work the other 4 days of the week?
Yes, and some Saturdays.
I see. So, what do you want to do?
I'd like to change to the program with the distance learning component instead of the Wednesday sessions.
Yes, that is a possibility. I see from your tutor, Dr. Vine, that he has no problem with this, but you realize it's possible you'll have a different tutor.
Yes, I'm aware of that. It's a shame, because he's a very good tutor. What do I need to do now?
First, we just need you to fill in this transfer form and the claim form for the reduction in fees.
Oh, I didn't realize it was cheaper.
Oh, yes. It's £1,000 less a year.
It gets even better. Can I start the distance learning program from now?
I don't see why not. I just need to get a signature from your tutor, which should take only a short time. I'll email it to him now, and then he can sign it and put it in the internal mail.
Okay.
But I also need to go through with you what is involved in the distance learning program to make sure you are clear about everything.
Well, I understand I attend the weekend course once a month and that I can book a bench in the fashion workshop at any other time.
You have a computer at home for the distance learning?
Oh, yes. I have the necessary equipment for making video calls over the internet already. It's the flexibility of the distance learning over the internet that is very useful. And what makes it even more interesting is that I don't have to spend a lot of time traveling to and from the university on the Wednesday. I can adapt it to my own routine, as I will be able to do the theory over the internet from home when I want. The same is true of booking a tutorial online using Skype.
Yes, it is amazing, isn't it? It's in its infancy, but it's been up and running for a year now, and it's going rather well.
Can I just ask if it's possible to have a face-to-face tutorial at any time as well?
There is no reason why you shouldn't be able to.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
What about the assessment for the distance learning? I take it that it's the same as for the other program?
Let me see. Each month, you are expected to keep a written course diary and to present a seminar paper, and at the very end of the course, there will be a written exam which will account for 30% of the total marks.
What about the coursework? How much does it account for?
The design portfolio, which you need to present at the end, accounts for 50%. I would point out just one thing, and that is that on the distance learning program, some tutors like to see the design portfolio twice each term to make sure you're on the right track. But of course, you can take it in at any time to show your tutor. And as part of the assessment for the portfolio, you have to present at least one fashion item at a fashion show at the end of the course.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you for all your help.
No problem. Hope it all works out well for you now.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.